We've been hearing about the woes of the NHS on a daily basis from various party leaders about long waiting times, lack of trained staff or pressure from foreigners. In Richmond Park, it's Kingston Hospital, which is at the forefront of the candidates' NHS campaigns. It's being forced to run at a deficit, according to its chief executive. Labour has put the NHS at the front of its campaign nationally. Richmond Park candidate Sachin Patel blames the Conservatives for what he says is the demise of the NHS locally.
One of the promises we had from Cameron was no top-down reorganisation. They actually did go in and do that. We need to go in there, repair the damage and fix this great thing. NHS is something that's beautiful. We need to make sure we're taking care of it.
Conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith says something radical is happening.
It's not true to say that investment has gone down over the last 5 years. My party has pledged to increase expenditure by another $8 billion over this parliament, in addition to the $2 billion that the Chancellor announced in his last budget.
But Green Party candidate André Fries says all of the parties are to blame for the state of the NHS.
None of them fundamentally promise to maintain the NHS free at the point of use, funded by the public purse, and that is what we will do.
Lib Dem candidate Robin Meltzer says the solution lies outside of the hospital.
What can we do to make sure that where possible we have the community services that pick up on problems before people have to be admitted into hospital so that people can be looked after closer to their own home?
And Richmond Park's UKIP candidate Sam Nas says it's her party that has the answer.
To waste the money into the EU and then not to support local communities, you know, the police need the money, the NHS needs the money, education needs money. All of this comes down to pulling out of the EU.
And you can find the full report on our website, radiojackie.com/news.